I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rochester's New Country, 92.5 WBEE. Clouds and sun today with a high near 60 degrees, which will be absolutely awesome. And don't forget Lee Bryce, Dylan Scott teaming up on Thursday at radio.com. You can also watch it at WBEE.com. Begins at 7 p.m. And it is music and stories and a Q&A and all kinds of great things. So keep that in mind. TJ,
yeah.
We have, a friend of yours on the line, Jason. Jason, what is your last name?
Ostrowski.
You are one of, I think, a number of people, at least throughout New York State. You have filed for unemployment, like so many of us have. If you have been downsized, furloughed, if you have taken a cut in pay, you're eligible for unemployment insurance. But there are some, as usual, nasty things going on in this process that are not coming from the state of New York. Can you tell us your story?
Sure. I was, I lost work because of the pandemic. I'm a performer. I entertainer. I've been working on cruise ships as a dueling piano player. So we lost our work. I'm self-employed. I filed for unemployment on March 20th. It's been over 4 weeks. I know everybody's frustrated trying to get some kind of information. I had heard nothing for 4.5 weeks.
Wow.
I received a letter finally on the 25th that had been mailed out on April 2nd, which blew my mind that it took 3 weeks to get to me from Albany. And it was a determination letter denying me benefits because they said my W-2 information wasn't enough. My first thought was, I don't have any W-2s. I don't know what they're talking about. When I got to the final page of the letter, it was somebody else's. Every other page had my name and information on it. The final page had some other woman's information on it from Syracuse, New York. It had her name, her address, where she worked, her financial information, and her complete Social Security number.
Oh my gosh.
So that was really scary and alarming, and I thought, well, that's an easy way for anybody, if anybody has my information like this.
Right.
For identity theft. So I called the woman. It took me, 20 seconds to find her with all that information online. I called her. I told her I had her information. I relayed what she needed from the paperwork. Then I shredded her paperwork. At that point, I was really frustrated already, so I started tweeting at New York State Department of Labor. And I'd say within 24 hours, I received a call from the head of Unemployment Insurance Integrity, and they apologized. They told me they'd be giving me credit monitoring for the year and that they were looking into the situation. And they fast-tracked my claim. As of this morning, my claim is now no longer pending. I actually have a valid claim. So,
oh, good.
But I'm
just going
to
ask that.
Yeah, well, I would hope so. And come to find out, there was some sort of machine that messed up when it was sorting people's paperwork. The long and the short of it is you should have 5 pages.
Right.
When this is mailed to
correct.
You. And make sure that you check all 5 pages because there's a good chance that if you got this woman, someone else out there has yours.
Right.
Yeah, oh,
right.
Absolutely. So I asked her if she had mine, just out of, maybe it was just us. But no, she had somebody else's paperwork.
Oh, my gosh.
So I don't know how, they say it's a few dozen people. I don't know, how many it truly is, but.
This isn't a hack. This was a mess up right there at the headquarters. So these papers
right.
are authentic. It's not someone creating papers that looked authentic, right?
No, these are actual papers from New York State Department of Labor.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you were one of the ones who were mailed these and you have found the same kind of inconsistency, you found most success on Twitter?
Twitter of all places, yeah, because every time I've called, one day I logged 800 and some odd calls trying to get through, and I would get all the way through a menu, and then it would finally boot you off saying we're too busy to deal with you, basically.
Yeah.
So I tweeted, which I didn't think would do anything, and it was more of a raid yelling into the void of the internet at that point, but it worked.
I can't believe that. That's great. That's good advice right there.
Yeah. Jason Ostrowski is an out-of-work singer and actor who's been trying to get his unemployment claim processed by the state of New York, a paperwork snafu. You know, your case, not yours specifically, but these cases came up during yesterday's news conference with the governor. And
I heard that.
Yeah. The governor, I don't know if he mentioned you specifically, but when the question was asked by one of the reporters, the governor looked around and I always forget the name of the woman who is sitting to his side there, the woman who always wears summer clothes no matter what, you know, what's going on.
Right.
She was the one who had the answer, and she's the one who said that you're getting, among other things, you know, they were looking into it, they had heard reports of this, and that you're getting 1 year of credit monitoring at least.
Right, yeah. Amazing.
Look what you and your Twitter account did, Jason.
Wow.
That's right. Look out. I'm going to fire up my MySpace and see what I can get done. Look out.
Yeah, MySpace.
Yes. Now, full disclosure, I went to college with Jason. We've been friends.
That's right.
And
a long time,
and he's had such a successful career on cruise ships. He's wildly talented. So this just stinks. Now you're back home in Greece. You living with the mom and dad?
I'm here with my mom. I was supposed to be doing, I do a solo show. I was supposed to do that here in Rochester at a theater, and that obviously got canceled. So I'm here with my girlfriend and my parents, and, you know, just waiting to get back to me. I've done TV and Broadway back in New York, and I'm just, like, waiting to get back.
Oh, wow.
But I'm glad I have the situation to be with my parents. It's very lucky.
Yeah, you bet. You bet.
The woman who sits next to Governor Cuomo is Melissa DeRosa, by the way, secretary of the governor. And here's what she said yesterday when this came up. The governor said he hadn't heard about this at all. He turned to Melissa. She said there were about 36 people who were involved in this human error. Not malicious. Two pieces of paper stuck together and sent. Those people have been contacted. If you've not been contacted, you will be shortly. They will receive free credit reporting and surveillance for a year, and making sure the process those claims is a priority. But it was a human error, not malicious. It is being dealt with in Albany. That's the word, official word from the governor's summer-dressed secretary.
it's almost lucky, Jason, really, that you were part of this, because that's 36 people that are getting immediate service, and really nobody does that.
Absolutely. I know. I did see it as a hidden gem there. So
Silver lining. You can add us to your resume.
Cha-ching. That's right. Oh, I definitely will.
Your special appearance on the B Morning Coffee Club.
Well,
Jason, thank you so much.
There's no W-2 associated. No W-2 associated with this visit. I will tell you that.
No.
No.
Nope.
All right. Well, thank you.
Have a
Take
good
care.
One.
Okay,
yep,
okay, guys.
Good job.
Perfect.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.